Well, Sarah, you navigated us out here to in the middle of nowhere on a dark and stormy night.
To Salisbury, Vermont.
And we've met up with about 20 cars here, and people are streaming in here, walking
Hi.
By us.
Hi.
And you know what? We are here to see one of the world's most amazing migrations.
There's songbird migration, right? They go down to the tropics and back.
There's wildebeest migrations in Tanzania.
There's the monarchs that fly to Mexico.
There's, you know, even the March of the Penguins in Antarctica. But this rivals all of them.
It's got to be a dark and stormy night like tonight.
Yep.
It's got to be rain. It's got to be warm, and it's got to be in early April.
By warm, he means like above 32 degrees, right?
And what happens is the most amazing thing all over Vermont, and in fact the Northeast, is all these adult salamanders and frogs crawl out of the ground, and they wander towards the swamps.
Exactly. So they spend a lot of the winter upland, in upland forests, oftentimes under the ground or in leaf litter. But then when these first warm rains of spring begin, they start to come down to the wetlands where they breed in the summertime.
And tonight we've got a little bit of misty rain, some downpours earlier, and up above us here is an Audubon piece of property that has a lot of salamanders on it. And to the other side of the road here is a huge wetland, Salisbury Swamp.
But that's the problem, right? And that's kind of the reason that we're here, is to address this problem. And that is that their upland winter habitat is oftentimes bisected by a roadway. And so it's very difficult for them to get to their breeding habitat, which is wetlands or vernal pools.
So we're meeting up with herpetologist Jim Andrews. And about, oh gosh, there must be 25 or 30,
30 people, out here.
Out here, and they're helping move the salamanders and frogs from the one side of the road to the other side where they're going so they don't get squished by any cars.
And it's really fantastic. It's a problem, and there are people out here trying to help solve it. And it's actually getting solved because we're getting literally sometimes thousands of amphibians across the road safely so they can breed in their wetlands.
And I keep hearing people really excited. So let's walk down the road and find Jim and meet up with some of these.
I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Kent McFarland.
We're biologists with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
Welcome to Outdoor Radio. Hey, Jim, good to see you.
How are you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Glad you guys could make it today.
Yeah. Always nice to be out on a rainy night with you.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
So, Jim, there must be 30 people or more out here?
It was a convenient night in that, in looking at the weather forecast, there was a consistent forecast a few days in advance. People had time to notify people, and then they had time to make plans and get out here with their kids. Last week, we crossed over 1,200 amphibians in the course of about 2 hours.
Are there some really rare species we're talking about that we're going to see tonight?
Because you're in the Champlain Basin, we have two unusual species that you would not see in most of the rest of the state. One is the blue-spotted. A lot of people have never seen it. And then moving up, the four-toed.
So those are even less common.
Yeah. So it's even less
common. It's a pretty special place then.
It is. Yeah. And so in terms of rare species, diversity of species, we have wood frogs and spotted salamanders and redback salamanders and spring peepers. But what we don't have here that you see in a lot of crossing areas is we don't have a lot of traffic. In the time that we've been here, maybe 4-5 cars have come through. And that's a wonderful thing because that's the big predator here. That's the big source of mortality.
Yeah.
That the road goes between their wintering habitat and their egg-laying habitat. When they're trying to get there, there's a good chance to be run over. But here, because there's relatively little traffic, it's a good place for people to come to see the event. Just in terms of territory, some of these people are coming from north of Burlington and over the mountains and down
there,
all south of Rutland.
Out with their kids here as well.
Yeah.
It's a great place to bring your kid.
You know, what is it that drives them out here, the people out here? Is it the interest in the animal? Do they feel like they're doing something, helping them move across the road? Is it all above?
First of all, I think, you know, it's spring. It's an early sign of life in the spring. But secondly, it's a major wildlife spectacle that many people have overlooked.
And what if people are looking for these big amphibian crossings? What if, you know, people listening are thinking, hey, it would be really neat if I found one of these amphibian crossings?
We, in conjunction with Fish and Wildlife and the Agency of Transportation, would really like to know where these crossing areas are in the state, prioritize them. Where are the ones with the rare stuff? Where are the ones with the high mortality? Then you can plan to put in tunnels to mitigate that mortality, because as traffic increases, you get to the point where the cars being the predators, running over things. You get to the point where more amphibians die than get produced.
Right.
And so the population gradually disappears. You've probably heard we have recently completed last year our first underpass.
And the one up in Moncton, right?
And it's been a great success.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And it works.
All right, Kent. Well, I say we grab a couple of scoops and head down the road and see what we can help to the other side.
So there are people out there with clipboards. And so once you help something across the road, you either ask them if you don't know what it is. If you do know what it is, you just tell them, okay, I've done three of these and two of these and one of those, and they'll write it all down. But always watch where you put your feet. Put a light there first, because some of these guys are so small that we could end up doing more damage just by stepping on them than, you know, the car's coming through.
Well, let's do it.
Let's go.
Oh, here we go. Look at this guy. Nice.
Oh, what'd you get?
He's sliming me.
It's, what is he?
Blue spotted.
Oh,
look at him.
He's big too.
Yeah, he's huge.
That guy's beautiful.
Now, the cool thing about these large salamanders like blue spotted and Jefferson's is, see all that goop that's on my hand?
Yeah, you just totally got slimed.
Yeah, he's sliming me, and that's the defense mechanism they have.
Well, and one of the things you also have to realize about salamanders if you're going to pick them up is that you don't want anything on your hands because their skin is porous. And so if you've got something like lotion or, you know, like bug spray on your hands, then that can get into their skin.
He's what? As long as my index finger.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
I'm taking him across.
All right. One salamander safe. So wait, you have a blue spotted, I have two red backs, right?
Yep. I'm on the edge of the road here. Imagine how long it takes them to walk there.
Oh, there's frog, wood frog. Go, buddy, go, go.
Oh, another one. Another blue spotted.
This is awesome.
Oh, thankfully, we found a clipboard.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
We've got two red backs.
Okay.
Two blue spotted.
Yep.
One wood frog. We're off for more.
I know. It's, is there any newcomers here? Did you know what these were before you came?
Oh, I had no idea.
No?
No idea.
It's cool. Have you found any yet?
Oh, yeah. I found a lot of red backs and the four-toed ones. I haven't found... I've seen the blue spotted ones. I've seen that, but I didn't find one.
Oh, thank you very much.
Abby, did you find anything?
I got one frog, and now I got the same kind.
You found a wood frog?
Yeah. Another one.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, Jim, it's been a great night. I really appreciate you inviting us out here.
Thank you so much. I haven't had this much fun this late at night in a really long time. This was great. Thank you.
So, Sarah, how about we head down the road and see if we can find a couple more salamanders
right,
before we head in?
Let's do it. I say we can find two more wood frogs and a...
Blue spotted.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Glad you can make it.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra. Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.